Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Is there a product that you use that kind of has a negative side effect or something you don't like, but you continue to use it?
Yeah, alcohol.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. That's
a good one. Maybe I shouldn't drink a case of beer tonight.
Like, I always buy that. The reason I'm bringing this up is I always get sucked into the gum aisle, and I get sucked into that the cinnamon hot dentine gum.
Yeah,
the red one.
The dentine fire.
Yeah. And what happens is I don't eat gum. As you know, I like the chomp. I'm always flapping my gums.
It's disgusting when you chew gum.
No, it's not disgusting. When
it's disgusting. Mm. It is.
Anyway.
It's gross.
So I don't chew one piece at a time. I chew two pieces at a time.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I probably chew four pieces of gum when I, like, you know, over an hour or hour and a half.
Sure.
But the damn stuff burns the roof of my mouth or my taste buds on my tongue.
Right.
So if I chew gum that day, then whatever I eat after is screwed. But I always buy that gum. Yeah. I never change it up. Is there something, like a product you use, even though there's a negative side effect, that you always use?
Yeah, shoes. I get winded when I put them on. So if we could just eliminate shoes somehow and... maybe some sort of permanent, like, surgical procedure to put shoes on my feet so I don't ever have to bend over to put them on again. Can we work on that? No, seriously. For me, it'd be Tumbler's pizza. I'll buy it at the store and then I'll bring it home.
Yeah.
And I'll cook it, right? Because it's great. Right? And it's not Tumbler's pizza's fault. It's my fault because I can never wait for it to cool down before I eat it.
Oh, yeah.
And I always eat it right when I bring it out of the oven. Then I burn the roof of my mouth and I'm scarred for... like, probably 3 or 4 days.
Till the next time you get a Tumbler's pizza.
Well, yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
All about how my life.
So, you know, our favorite show has always been The French Prince.
Oh, I love him.
And,
Oui, oui.
And you can now rent. Well, we can't, actually. But it will be up for rent. The Bel Air Mansion. You can get it on Airbnb.
The one that has the exterior shots, that mansion.
That exact house.
Yeah.
Because they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the first episode of The Fresh Prince. 30 years.
The house doesn't look like it did on the show on the inside, right? Because that was just a set.
Yeah, but looking at the pictures, yeah, you're right. It doesn't look like it did.
Yeah.
But it is very nice. Like, because it's a mansion in Bel Air. It's not going to be, you know, garbage.
Do you think Jeffrey the Butler works at that one?
So, no. Jeffrey the Butler is not there.
Oh, okay. How about Hillary? I love Hillary.
No, none of them are actually there.
Oh, I thought I loved
Will
Karen
Smith,
Parsons.
Will Smith is considered the host of the Airbnb. So, his name is on as host. Him and Will Smith, or him and DJ Jazzy Jeff, do guide you through the home. They're not actually there, but, you know, via video.
Jazzy could be, because what's he doing?
Well, that's it, right? But you have access to the pool. You have access to Will's bedroom, which has, like, a fake basketball net set up in it. Also, you have access to Will Smith's wardrobe.
Really?
From The Fresh Prince, so you could actually wear it if you want. Anyway, there are only a few select dates, and it's only $30 a night because of the 30th anniversary, but only select people will be allowed to rent it. You have to live in LA to rent it because they don't because of coronavirus, things like that. So it's really out of we can't get it here. But if you could stay in any home from a sitcom, like if you had the choice, what would it be? Any home. You could pick any place, any sitcom you've ever watched.
Different Strokes, and I'd love to wear Arnold's clothing.
I don't know who Arnold is.
Gary Coleman.
Oh, I'd like to see you wear his clothes too. I thought the clothes you wear now are tight.
Yeah. What you talking about, Chad?
You know what I would like to do?
Yeah.
I would like to stay in Fraser's condo and smash every pretentious item in it.
That'd
just
be
walk
great.
Through and just start singing the theme song with a baseball bat in my hand and just smash everything.
Wait. Let me amend this. I would I would love to stay in Jack Tripper's apartment in Three's Company as long as Janet and Chrissy look like that from back in the day, not now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what Three's Company is.
That was a television show?
I give up on life.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancers? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936 Wolf, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
And it is the Would You Rather Wednesday edition, even though I thought it was Thursday. Would you rather be locked in the Science Center overnight or the RCMP Heritage Center overnight?
I'm going to go with the Science Center, mainly because are they still have the rock climbing wall there?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that's gone now.
Well, there's still some wacky stuff there I could do, so I'm going to go Science Center.
Just blow like bubbles all night?
Whatever, yeah. Yeah. IMAX, there's the IMAX there. I could watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
I could pop the movie in.
Yeah, I didn't think
about
that.
That's what I'm doing
now. I'm going RCMP Heritage Center.
Okay.
Because I would just sit in the cop simulator and drive the car around all day. That's what I would do.
This from Wade Sellinger. Mm-hmm. Would you guys rather the CFL never play another game, or the CFL comes back next season, but the Winnipeg Blue Bombers beat the Riders every game they play for the rest of time?
Nope. Yeah, wrap the CFL up. That's the only reason I enjoy the CFL is beating Winnipeg.
I'm okay with us. It would suck to lose the Labor Day Classic every year.
Yeah.
But we could be so drunk it wouldn't matter. Like, we could get really drunk and just go to the game and get a suntan. I'm okay with...
Why would you go to a game if we're not going to win?
You don't want the league back. I want the league back.
I do want the league back. But it's more so I don't want people in Winnipeg to ever be happy again.
Yeah.
So
it really is
that's
a wretched place, isn't
more
it?
So what it is.
It really is a wretched place, right?
It's okay. A dump.
It's true. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have a burp after every kiss?
Oh, give me the fart every day. All day, every day. I think that's hilarious.
No, because you could never get your point across in terms of your serious conversation. If you're going to break up with somebody, if you're going to tell them, hey, we got to do this better, yeah. Our relationship needs work, and they'll...
Right.
No, it's a burp after a kiss.
Come on, there's something very funny about that. Listen... We need to talk.
How about this one? This is an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys rather have edible spaghetti hair that regrows every night or sweat maple syrup?
Oh, edible spaghetti hair.
Me too.
Every day.
Me too.
I just want hair.
No, but here's
the
thing.
I don't care what it is.
Do I get to have, like, sauce with my hair? Like, is the sauce... Is my shampoo
is it
sauce?
Is it ragu?
Yeah, like when you go to the shower, right. Do you put on like this spaghetti sauce is your shampoo?
Well, I would just assume. That's what I would do okay. If I were you.
Hey, yeah, it's
a free world.
Fellas, would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions, like those shirts?
Like hypercolor shirts?
Yeah. Or
that's not emotions, though. That's heat.
Or tattoos
yeah.
That appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday.
Ooh, no. No, nobody needs to see what I did yesterday. Yeah. No, give me the shirt. And it will always show anger, by the way. It will always show anger. But that's what I'm going with. You?
Well, how do you show a picture of a guy in a dark room with his right hand?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
John says he'd stay in the Science Center if he had to overnight instead of the Heritage Center because right. There's lots of cozy places to nap in there if you know where to find them.
That's true, yeah.
So
yeah, you're right.
Ryan,
probably more comfortable.
Ryan says he came in late with Would You Rather Wednesday. Would you rather wake up in the middle of an unknown desert or wake up in a rowboat on an unknown body of water?
Ooh, desert. At least I can walk around and know where I'm at. On an unknown body of water, I wouldn't even know, you know.
Yeah, I'm not good with water, so probably the desert. We're going to die either way. Probably.
Either way, I'm dead, yeah.
We asked what sitcom you'd like to stay in if you could, because you can rent out the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion now.
Yeah, sure.
Tax Mafia guy says... Ballsy, wouldn't you want to stay in Larry's apartment at Three's Company? Because I said I wanted to stay in Jack Tripper's apartment, but Larry was his roommate up or his buddy upstairs, and he was kind of the playboy car salesman. No, I'd stay with the two ladies. Travis says he'd love to lay in the single bed that Archie Bunker laid in.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll...
Hopefully you don't grow his moral values. Yeah.
And this comes from Tim Bolton. Mm-hmm. Always a good day when I could pick up the wolf on my drive to work. It's Tim from York. And he goes, where's the best place to eat in Regina? You recommend a place I should try in Regina off the top of your head? I'll turn that over to you.
Just swing by Costco, get a hot dog.
They do have great hot dogs and ice cream.
They do. I don't know. We always love Birmingham. So,
mind you, the hot dog at Costco is $300.
Right. Have fun walking out of there spending less.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
My friend flew down to Kentucky on last week, September 1st. He flew down.
Sure.
And he went down for some stuff, and he flew from Regina to Toronto. Then to Chicago, Cincinnati, then down. That's how it was, okay?
Wow, it's a milk run.
And then that was his way back, too, okay? Guess how many times he had his temperature checked on the flight from Regina all the way down to Louisville, Kentucky?
Six times.
One time.
What?
Down and back. One time he was...
Out of the whole time?
Out of the whole time, one time.
Where?
Where do you think it was? Like, once again, Regina
I would
to
say,
Toronto.
I would say from
Chicago to
right.
Cincinnati.
I'd say Toronto to Chicago, like when you're going down into the States.
Okay. And that's what I would say, too.
Yeah.
He was checked one time at the Regina airport when he was leaving. Wasn't checked any other time. This is a true story. When he got home to Regina, he wasn't checked anywhere back. Going back, he wasn't checked.
Wow.
When he got home.
Yeah.
He gets off the plane here at the Regina airport.
Yeah.
True story. He goes, he gets, doesn't get a temperature check. They don't check his temperature when he comes off the plane.
Yeah.
They give him, they check, you know, you have to answer the questionnaire, were you sick or whatever. Then he gets, now this is his words, not mine, I wasn't there, but then he gets this sheet, which he later finds out because he just tucks it in his bag and goes home. But he went right home.
Right.
He's been quarantining since on his own accord.
Yeah.
He pulls this out, and it tells him on the sheet that he's supposed to go directly home.
Right.
But nobody told him to, like, there wasn't a mandatory read, and nobody said go directly home.
Yeah. A little loosey-goosey. Yeah.
Like, what are we, like, this is what I don't like about this thing. It's like, we have rules, but we don't have rules. We better not do this, but we can do this, or, like the ridiculous thing, he can go to the United States on a plane and according to him, have his temperature checked once in Canada, the smallest airport on the whole milk run, as you call it.
Right.
But I can't get in a car and drive to the United States.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I saw a poll on, you know, CTV News, they do those polls, right? Mm-hmm. And they ask people if they're planning on traveling somewhere warm this winter, and still I think it was 12% of people who responded said they were still going to travel somewhere warm. That's a problem. You probably shouldn't be traveling anywhere, and I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life, but you should probably definitely second guess going down to Arizona right now.
Well, if you go,
if you go, you're on your own. We shouldn't be covering your expenses, your health. Canada should not be worrying about you. We should be basically saying it's on you.
But we should be worried if they do go down, okay, fine. And if they come home and are responsible like my friend was, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we should have better protocol here. We should be locking people down. Like, you should get a temperature check.
Yeah.
And if you're a little high, you should have to stay. If we're so concerned about it, you should have to stay off there for an hour till they check your temperature again.
Right.
And if it's high, they put you in a hotel.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We often hear, never trust the government to make up your mind for you.
That's true.
But also, never trust Joe Public.
Yeah.
Because if they can take a wrong way, 9 times out of 10, they will.
Oh, yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
All right. So, I've been to 2 SGI-mandated driving courses, okay? So, it's not like I can sit here and say I'm a great driver, but I've gotten better over the years. But the one thing that I do realize is we are all bad drivers. We are. Come on. You have bad tendencies, too. You can't. Sure. You're being honest.
No,
you do.
I do. Everybody has. Everybody has habits that
I have a heavy foot. There's no doubt about it. I do get heavy, except for when I'm in a school zone. Otherwise, I have a heavy foot.
Now, no, not all the time. Not in the left lane on Ring Road, you don't.
Well, no. Yeah. I have a sign-watching foot there. I watch. Anyways, I'm asking people on our Facebook page, What are they, you know, you're a bad driver, how?
Yeah.
Terrence Stark says, I have a tendency of starting to ride the rear bumper of people who cut me off in traffic.
Yeah, you don't do that. Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, it could end badly for you.
I although I can relate, I'm a little road ragey at times. A little bit of a temper.
Jana Boland says, my friend used to stop in the middle of the street, pull a U-turn. He wouldn't drive by a black cat. Then wonder why the cops pull him over so often. I hate driving with road rager people. So I don't know. Yeah. He must have saw a lot of black cats. I have no idea. Jen Rice says, guys, I like to ride the center line. Usually makes my passengers shriek.
I had a friend who used to do that, and it used to make me very worried, too. And I used to always be like, why? Why are you there? Like, move over. You've got all this room. Use it.
It's not good for motorcycle riders, right, either, if you're riding that center line. Like, isn't that little, like, when you're a motorcycle and the car's riding the center line, isn't that kind of... If you're a motorcycle rider, doesn't that make you antsy?
Whatever. You got the whole lane. Who cares? Move over. You've got the whole lane.
I guess so. Anyway. Hey, this from Heike Valikas. I hope I said that right. My problem is if I crank a great, get a great song on, I'm speeding.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer. Like you're cranking the tunes, the summer tunes.
I do that too. I can't listen to Pantera when I drive.
Because you drive too fast.
I drive way too fast.
And this from Georgetta Hunchak. She says, this is really simple. My nickname is Crash.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Coming up that time of year where we need to hit the gym because Thanksgiving's coming, and whether or not we have Halloween and we just, you know, we stock up on the one candy that never makes its way around until Halloween, that is Rocket candies.
Right.
Like, we need to have Halloween so I get my fill of Rocket candy.
Yeah, that should be an all year thing. But if it were an all year thing, would it be would we like it as much? Maybe not.
Yeah. So here we go. Here are two good junk foods that humped it out and came up with a combination. Check this out. Reese's peanut butter cup is coming that is stuffed with potato chips. Like a Reese's peanut butter cup, which I love.
No, I don't like
that. It's going to have chips inside.
I don't like that.
We're getting so lazy, we can't even have two different snacks. We've got to have one snack altogether.
No, I don't like that at all. What, like, I understand what they're trying to get at. They're trying to get the crunchiness in there.
And the sweet and salty.
And the salty.
Sweet and salty, yeah.
But that's what a Reese's peanut butter cup already is. It's already sweet and salty.
You know what I'm into now for snacks are those, like, they're called the, it's like the caveman mix in, like, I bought it at Save On Foods there, and it's like a mix of all the nuts, and then they just throw in the M&Ms or whatever, or the Smarties.
Yeah.
So you got just enough of the sweets.
And they call it trail mix.
Yeah.
Oh, this is trail mix. This is stuff that healthy people eat while they're hiking. Yes. Oh, look at this. Look at how wonderfully healthy it is with cashews. And oh, by the way, we're going to throw in 3 pounds of M&Ms, which you're just going to pick out anyway first.
Because
you're going to find yourself cycling through them.
Exactly.
And even then, the raisins in it are so sugared up that you're going to be walking around convulsing as you're on the trail, climbing up a mountain somewhere.
That's right. You're right.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10. On Regina's Rock Station, 104.9, The Wolf.